Q Tech Records. DJ
949. Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Don. Productions.
He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great.
Paul Productions.
Yes, indeed, it is me, T-Don. Hey, how are you out there? I hope that you're staying warm. You're like, what? I think everybody is warm. And I don't really hope that you're all staying warm. It'd be nice to say stay cool, but I don't really think I could say that other than you being in the air conditioning. Because if you go outside, it's probably really warm right now. It is warm where we are as well. Not so much up here in the mountains, but if you go down the valleys, it's warm. My computer's been saying, it's so weird, it says, very hot day. And it has like the word 100 next to it. I'm like, do you think you really need to tell me that? Very hot day. Right. I already know that it's a hot day when you see that the temperature says 100. But maybe the computer just doesn't know, right? Oh my goodness. Yeah, well, I have to say that even though it's 100, it's not 100 here where I'm at. We're usually about 5 to 10 degrees cooler because we get the ocean air breeze coming through here, which is nice. Sometimes it's not so nice when it's just windy as you know what. You know, it just like blow you over here. But that's what's nice about it during this time too, is you do get the wind to help cool it down and, you know, you got that vicious cycle. I am not one to complain about heat, honestly. I like this right now. And I know some of you out there are saying, what? Are you insane? Are you crazy? No, I like the heat. It feels good. Been, you know, after you've been in the air conditioning, you go outside. Air conditioning gets cold. I don't know. We keep it about 78-ish or something like in the house. And I'm really good with that. I could let it go maybe just a little bit more. But I don't know. What about you? What's it like over there? Or over there? Or there? Or there? Anyway, again, thank you for joining me today for this podcast session. I will not be here next week because, as I told you, if you've been listening, I have family coming in. So, I just won't be available. That's just the way it is. It's going to be a family week and also a work week. It's going to be a very tough week. The end of this July here is just very crunchy for me. And so, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be good company or not. Hopefully I will be, but I guess we'll see. We'll see what that's like. But yeah. There you go. Thank you for sending me messages back on some of the topics that I spoke of last week. One of them, global warming. Some of you said, I don't believe in it. That's okay. That is up to you, but I really hope that you're helping our environment with recycling your stuff and that kind of, you know, those kind of things. Those of you out there who said you do believe in it, well, as you know, I do believe in it. I do believe it happens, and we are scorching everywhere, setting records. Eventually, we will get to the point where we're not setting records anymore because it's always going to be hot or cold, as I hear. It may be really cold in the wintertime. They're talking about the El Nino coming this way, and that should be coming in the winter. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please just don't bring me snow. I do not want snow. But you know, we got some record snow fall here, and not at where I'm at, but just here in Southern Cal. And so I don't know. If people don't see that there is something interesting going on right now, something weird, I think you're under a rock. And sorry, I'm not dissing you who think this isn't real, but it is some weird stuff that's going on, right? You know, we're all scorching. I'm seeing it all across the country. So, or countries, actually, to say it right. But anyway, that is that. I don't really have a ton of things to share this time around. I know that I was going to talk about some stuff and then I forgot. Like, I have been on full steam ahead trying to get myself going here so I can be prepared for family that's coming. And on top of that, you know how that goes when you're working and you got so many things to do and it just seems like everything gets crammed. It's like dun 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 dun. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. Dun 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 dun. That's how I feel. I'm trying to get all this stuff crammed in to get done so I can at least enjoy some family time. But I do have a song for you. And so we'll make sure that we play that. It is part of the yesteryears. The yesteryears stuff. So we're going to continue to play that. Still from the instrumental side here as we continue to move through some of those. And I am eager to get some more vocal tracks out there for you coming here in August. So we'll see what all that looks like as we move forward. And I think it's going to be a good rollout. And I'm excited for it. So I can't wait. But yeah, I'm really going to keep it low key this time around for this podcast. So if you were looking for a ton of excitement, it's not going to be here today. Let me get past this July time frame here, and then you'll get, I don't know, maybe the same thing. Sure. I just feel like I've got so much going on that I just can't, I don't know. I can't think of what I need to do or what I need to share. I need to write it down, right? I do need to write it down. Oh, I know. Actually, there was one thing I was going to share with you as I just got the mic closer to my voice here. One thing I was going to share to you is I have gone camera crazy around my house, which is kind of strange. And I think it was because when I left, when we went on our vacation, I set up some cameras outside and just a few of them. And I was like, oh, this is so cool because I can see what's going on. And that was nice. And then I had some set up in the house. And then I'm like, you know what? When I got back home, I said, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to make a goal to get more cameras set up. So, you know, I have a large property here and one or two cameras does not work. You have to have more to be able to see all around. So I think I've got a sum total of 5 cameras up now outside, 3 cameras in the house. And they're really cool. So if you are interested in a camera, like an outside camera, and this might be like too techy for you, like, I don't want to listen to this crap. I don't care about cameras. Honestly, that was the same way with me too. I was like, I really don't want a camera, especially in the house, but I turned them off and then I found out a way to turn them on. So I'll talk about that too. See, I did figure out what I was going to say. See, I zoned in on what I was going to say on one of the things. But anyway, these cameras are called WooLink. So it's WOOLINK. And I got them off of Amazon and they are solar powered. Very awesome. Now there's another one out there called RioLink, I think it is. And it's expensive. I have that one. And I thought, these are the cameras I'm going to get to have all around the house. They suck for nighttime. You know, you can't see nighttime. You can't see what it looks like on your property. I'm like, I don't like that. So I come across these ones called WooLink. And again, like I said, they're solar powered. There's ones that are actually electric. You know, you just plug them in and then they're, they've got different ones, but these rotate 360. And those are my favorite because you can just set it up to where you want. Anyway, I have actually both kinds because I have electric all around my house, so I can do that. And then I also have certain areas that are that I want the solar, like on a palm tree that can look at the whole property and everything. They are just so awesome. I've got like a 32 gig drive or a disk or a SD disk in there, if that's what you want to call it, SD card. And it keeps up. You know, it's allowed me to record. I haven't really had them so much for a month, but I've had those cards and other ones, and it allows you to record up like a month worth, and then it will just go on to erase and go over it again. But what's really cool about them, like I said, is they're solar, and the app is really cool. I did a review on it, and I Amazon review. I'm kind of getting into the Amazon review stuff, and I got a free one. They said if you do an Amazon review, it didn't say, you know, whether it had to be good or bad, but if you do an Amazon review, they'll send you free ones. So I got another one. It was really cool. Their app is Home Ye app. So it's home, you know, the word home, and then Y-E. And then I think it's called Pro, actually, Home Ye Pro. And it what it doesn't have is auto tracking for the solar. So if you want, if it sees someone, it doesn't automatically track it. But the electric one does. The electric one has a whole lot more features, I think, because the solar can't handle all the things that, you know, all that power. And it only can handle just, you know, viewing. And it, but it's really good. A great, clear, crisp-looking picture, 2K, which, you know, is close to 4K, but it's 2K instead of 1080p. I know I might be getting really techie here on you, but those of you who are familiar with all that kind of stuff or looking for one and you trust that I know my stuff, you know, yeah, it's really good. Again, WooLink, I would highly recommend it. I'm not getting paid for this or anything. I just figured I'd talk about it. Because, you know, maybe some people out there are interested. And I know some people listen to my reviews. I have not done them for a little while. And I don't have it in my hand to tell you, you know, what it all looks like. But it's super easy to set up. The app was easy to set up. It only runs on 2.4 network instead of 5.4 network. But that's okay. That's, you know, that's fine. You can go back and forth. It automatically adjusts and stuff. But like I said, it was super easy to set up. And I've got one of them on my palm tree, which the red woodpeckers come onto. And it's so cool because I'm actually getting some close-up shots of them in action, which I do have that when I would do that with the bird bath. But with them being up taller, you know, on the palm tree, I don't have that. And so I have that now. And it's just kind of like, cool to be able to sit there and watch them. And so I'll probably get maybe a actual bird camera, you know, one that can just specially focuses on wildlife and that. We'll see what that looks like. But these are cool too, because you can move them 360 however you want. And not the same stuff that I have inside the house. But, oh, yeah, what I wanted to say about these cameras, the huge plus for these cameras is the nighttime vision. I have never seen such spectacular nighttime vision for cameras. I've gotten several, and these are really good. And, you know, it's just black and white. You can do color. It does have color. But do we really see color at night? That's kind of weird, right? When you think about it, how much color do we see at nighttime? So when you put the color on there, it's like, oh, I don't really notice a difference. But yeah, so it does have color at nighttime too. But they are the best cameras for night. Now, there are some cameras that I use inside the house too. And they're a real good company. They are called Vimtag, I think it is, V-I-M-T-A-G, and they are 360 cameras as well. You just plug them in and set them up with your network, etc. And they have spectacular night vision. Not outside, though. You wouldn't want to put them outside, and you don't want to put them on your window to see outside, because that won't work either. You just get the reflection of the window. But they're great. They do have tracking, they follow and all that. They're actually really great cameras and pretty cheap. The negative side to them is they don't have an off button, and I don't want cameras on while I'm in the house. Sorry, not happening. So what did I do to remedy that, for those of you out there who are wondering, maybe you have the same situation. So I bought some plugs that are, I don't want to say this too loud, but, you know, that are Alexa and Google, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and allows you to group your lights or whatever it is, automate your stuff. So I automated them. I actually put them on a plug that does that. So if you tell it to turn on, it will turn on or turn off, or just press it on your app and turn off. And you can turn them all off at one time. So that's what I do. It was a little extra to pay for that, but it's actually pretty cool because those plugs are universal for if I wanted to use them for something else. And so that turns them off. And so when we leave, we're able to turn them on. And that's pretty cool. So just in case you're interested in any of that kind of stuff, real geeky kind of information. But hey, you know I'm a geeky girl in a geeky world. You know that. You've been following me this long. You know I'm going to talk about geeky stuff because that's just me. But anyway, what am I bringing to you today for a song? What shall it be? You ask. Or maybe you're not asking, but I shall tell. I've been playing the songs from Welcome to My World, a couple of them that I've played so far for you. And I have the actual title, the title song, go figure, that we'll be playing today. I can't remember if this is the actual one that I redid. There was one that I redid, and I don't think that this is it. I think this is the original off the original album, but I think I did do some more work to it or something. I don't know. You know me. I change stuff up. Why not? I like to add a little bit of variety, right? And then cause some problems for myself as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Welcome to My World. It was an original that came out for me. At the time, it was one of those spectacular songs that people said, oh my gosh. Today I say, oh my gosh, in a different way. What the heck were you thinking? But I will share it with you because you guys are my starlights and I love you so much that I am just, you know, opening a door and let you know where I started, where I am, and where I'm going. So let's go ahead and play Welcome to My World and we'll come back.
We'll be right back.
There you go. I hope that your ears were okay as you listened to that. It was a song from yesteryears, that's for sure. 2009, I do believe. And those of you out there who remember me in 2009 might say, "Oh yes, I remember that song. I loved it, but what did you do to it? It sounds so strange now." Well, only because it's now, today's world. Back then, you've got to experiment with all kinds of little goodies, and I don't know. It just sounds so weird today and sounds, to me, kind of cluttery, but maybe it doesn't sound like that coming over the radio. I don't know. It might not sound like that. But in my headphones, it sounds like, oh my gosh, you need to do this to that. You need to do that. You know, I just think about all those things. But I would say probably the majority of the time, you guys don't think about that. You don't have all that in your head of, oh, she should have moved that sound over to the left. And she should have moved that song to the right, or that sound to the right. And why is she doing it that way? Maybe you just don't think of it that way. But I do because I do. So that's Welcome to My World. Like I said, it came out in 2009 with a really spectacular graphic, which I loved a lot that I did. And don't even know how I did it. I said, oh my gosh, that's freaking cool. That's a cool picture. And I came out with t-shirts of that. And I came out with cups with it. And I don't know, maybe you've seen it at one time or not. I don't even remember if I have it posted anymore, to be honest with you. I probably should keep up with that stuff, but I have not, and maybe I should. But yeah, it was pretty cool. And that was during the era that things just started flying out crazy for me as I became an instrumentalist at that time. And so, you know, doing all that exploring and everything, it was a good time for me. And it's a good time today. I'm a little slower because I have work and because I'm a singer, obviously, singer-songwriter. So all of that stuff takes longer for me to do. And I am a perfectionist. So have you figured that out yet? there are some things I'm not, but a lot of times I am a perfectionist. It has to be this certain way, or it's just not that, you know, it's just not going to happen. Maybe you are the same way too. I had to try to let go of that. And I started doing a lot of that as I was releasing some of these songs and going through all of it. And as I'd done before, I'm like, okay, you got to let this go or it's never going to go anywhere. And, so you guys are going to get a lot of that, as I said, as we had to stop for a little bit, and then we'll start the momentum up here in August as we start moving through these days and get to those days. So with that said, that's all I'm going to share with you today, because I do have a heavy load of things to get done. But I debated whether I was going to be here this time or not. And I said, you know what, let me give them one more before I leave, before I, you know, take 1 week off here to, you know, regroup with fam and then come back and give you some stories, which I am sure that I'm going to be able to tell you. We are going to learn how to make enchiladas, my mother told me. I have no clue how to do that. I don't cook. And so I will probably be overseeing it or throwing it at somebody. Who knows? It may be one of those food throwing parties. We do that. So I'll be happy to tell you about how all that works when we get that happening, you know, for next week. And in following week, remember, we'll be back together again. So I just want to say a huge thank you to you guys for being so spectacular of fans, friends, starlights. You make my world go around, and I really do appreciate it. Hope that it's getting cooler out there for you. And I want to say, Museboat, thank you so much for playing these podcasts as well. You rock. And I guess that's it. So with that said, you know what I got to do. Yeah, you got it. I'm going to do the 3 clicks out. How many of you actually do that with me? Do you? Or do you just sit there and listen like, maybe I just exit out then. Maybe that's what you do. I'm not sure. Or maybe you just can't wait to hear it. I don't know. Who knows? But let's do this together, everybody. Ready? three clicks. One, two, three. This is T. Dawn, and I am over. And you know it. Out of here. Have a great one.